Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dr. Karen Ham Radio Show. The intention of this show is to empower and inspire you to manifest the life of your dreams, whether it's radiant health, prosperity, loving relationships, or simply peace of mind. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Ham, author of the number one bestseller, Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, A Holistic Approach. And if you don't have a copy of my book and would like the first six chapters free, you can download it on my website at www.karenham.com. It's not just for people that have chronic pain, but anybody who's looking to live a healthier life. I've been told that I should have renamed the book How to Live a Healthy Life or something like that instead of how to heal chronic pain. So with me today is Dr. Dennis Loebstein, and we are going to be talking about LifeWave products and patches to help you support your immune system and maybe help out with some of those symptoms that we get during cough and cold season, which I have been having over the last 2 weeks, although I'm a heck of a lot better. Boy, this was a doozy between flying in the plane, which is not my favorite thing to do, I got to tell you, death in the family and getting back to a busy work schedule. That's just the first time I've been sick for about 7 years, so it's like, wow, okay, this is what other people have to go through. So I definitely was using my patches a lot. Didn't want to put patches on my face during the whole day when I was in the office, but we're here with Dr. Loebstein, Dr. Dennis, to see what else we can do, what kind of acupuncture points we can use, and which patches he suggests for helping some of those cough and cold type symptoms and also to bolster the immunity. And if you want to call in with a question, and it doesn't have to pertain to this topic, it can be any LifeWave patching or any LifeWave product question, the phone number to call in is 818-514-1190, and just hit 1 so we know you have a question, 818-514-1190, and we'll unmute you a little later in the show when you can ask your question. So, Dr. Dennis, hey.
Hey, Dr.
Welcome
Karen.
To the show.
Nice to be here with you. How's what? Oh,
no,
welcome
I
to
just
the show.
Said welcome to the show. And I think, the Chinese medicine perspective is very different from the whole westernized perspective as far as infections go. So can you give us your, perspective of what these differences are, first of all?
First I'd like to say I'm glad to be here with everybody, and I'm sitting here in sunny Southern California with my Superman T-shirt on, and the timing of the breakdown of your Wei Qi field is appropriate for the show. So,
yeah, exactly.
So where I thought we'd start is to look at the difference between germ theory and the law of the terrain, because the law of the terrain is all about restoring integrity or maintaining the integrity of one's health and the strength of one's immunity, whereas germ theory is about focusing on killing germs. And allopathic medicine has that focus. You go after the bad guy and you kill that without concern about the integrity of the body's health. And the approach of natural and energy medicine, including Asian medicine, which is our focus with use of the patches, is to maintain and rebalance the energy and integrity of the body. And one part of that integrity is the Wei Qi field, which is a major part of the immune system. And the Wei Qi field is a protective field that is supported by the lungs' qi, that is also supporting the skin, which is a big part of the immune system. And it maintains the shield or the electromagnetic frequency of the shield or the protective qi of the body. So that when your Wei Qi field is strong, you prevent weird frequencies that are not congruent with the body's health from coming in and messing up the body's healthy frequencies. And these bad frequencies are called evil qi or zi qi in Chinese medicine. And what you do when you put patches on is to raise your shields. If you remember the old Star Trek shows on TV, when the captain ordered the shields raised, the energetic field around the ship was strengthened. So that's what we do when we put patches on. And we're under a lot of exposure to disharmonious frequencies and evil chi, if you will, from a lot of places. And I can talk about that next if you like. Am I still on?
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah, let's do that. Sorry, I muted myself so I wouldn't, my raspy voice wouldn't come through, but go ahead.
Oh, we love your raspy voice. Okay, well, like Suzanne Summers talks about a lot, we're exposed to a lot of toxins, and those toxins include chemicals from the environment, GMO foods, electromagnetic fields. In fact, we're exposed to 100 million times more electromagnetic fields that are disharmonious with our body's health than our grandparents were.
Wow.
And yeah, that's very, very significant and exponentially greater in just two generations. So we also are exposed to a lot of processed and synthetic food and heavy metals, like from chemtrails, and also preservatives in our food. And city water has a lot of chemicals in it, like chloramines and fluoride and chlorine. And we also suffer from exercise deficiency syndrome, which is a coin that I made up when I was teaching exercise.
That's funny.
Physiology, yeah, and as an adaptation to aerobic exercise, we have stronger qi and stronger shields, Wei Qi field. And so, what the patches do when you put them on is mimic the effects that aerobic exercise has in the body, like raising the Wei Qi field, lowering the resting heart rate, relaxing you, lowering the blood pressure, decreasing all the effects of stress. And stress is very significant also in creating blockages. So all of these toxins, including the chemicals and the EMF and the stress that we're under every day, onslaughts of stress, perceived, psychological, and also actual physical and energy blockages create blockages to the flow of qi. And in Chinese medicine, those blockages are what's behind pain, and also imbalances in our energy due to the blockages is what creates disease. So these disharmonious frequencies created by the toxins and the blockages are what imbalance the body's qi and break down our Wei Qi field and expose us to, or make us susceptible to, the pathogens that are already around our bodies and in our bodies. So it's not like a matter of getting exposed to a germ that's important. It's having the body be able to raise its Wei Qi field and resist whatever we're exposed to. And
Right, and
so
I
that's.
actually use a multi-pronged approach too. The patches are very important for me. Interestingly, I was packing light to go, you know, be with family during the, you know, the whole family event, the death in the family. So I didn't want to bring a lot of fluids and stuff with me. I did not end up bringing my Theta 1 with me, which I guess in retrospect I should have. So I had patches, and normally my whole house is grounded to a certain extent by some devices I use. I also use a grounding sheet, and at my in-laws' house, they do not actually ground. So their electricity is not properly grounded. So I could not use my grounding sheet. It was completely useless, which next time I'm not going to pack it because it took up room in my, you know, carry-on. And so between that and just, you know, talk about, you know, negative or evil chi, just, you know, being around of, you know, the going to the funeral home and, you know, just the ghosts that are there. I mean, just, you know, just different kind of air conditioning, which I was not expecting, you know, in the middle of October. And I'm very sensitive to wind. And so I got a blast of wind and I thought, oh boy, you know, I had a headgear on, but I didn't have a scarf. And it was like I didn't know my mother-in-law turned on the air conditioning while I was sweeping at night. And it was like that night, boom, I got sick really quickly. And I hadn't been sick in so many years. So, yeah, I totally hear you. Just the way sometimes, you know, some people are more susceptible than others. And just that Wei Qi can kind of, these little insults can kind of weigh us down and block our energy field so we can't resist the pathogens, so to speak, that are out there.
Right. What you described is a good example of an invasion of a wind cold, which is how a cold starts. So your Wei Qi field is weak to begin with, and then you get a wind cold invasion, usually in your small intestine and bladder channel, which is on the side back of your neck. And that's where you feel a stiff neck, and then you start getting this mild headache, and you get this drip in the back of your throat, and you have a runny nose of phlegm that's clear and really liquidy, and that's a wind cold invasion. And then it transforms into wind heat, and that's where you start getting a sore throat, and you start feeling hot and warm, and you have an even worse headache. And so... All of these can be prevented to begin with if you have a strong Wei Qi field. And so forgetting patches or forgetting your grounding materials and not having Theta 1 around are all things that can reduce the strength of your shields. And Core Centers is a very interesting way to raise the shields. There are a lot of components the Core Essentials that are not just nutritional, but also the Eon patches are one of the components of the Core Essentials wellness system. And those Eon patches, as some people know, but I'll mention some of the key components again, or changes that you get with Eon patches, because some people don't know, is that it increases superoxide dismutase, which is an enzyme that gets rid of free radicals. It increases neutralizing of free radicals. So when you put an Eon patch on, you increase your biocoherence, you raise your shields electromagnetically, and you also increase your superoxide dismutase activity, and you also increase your DHEA. That is the mother hormone for the sex hormones, and that includes the androgens and the estrogens, and they all maintain secondary sexual characteristics which reinforce the Wei Qi field and also our immune system. And you also get a relaxation effect, like a shift in the autonomic nervous system from being stressed to being more relaxed with a lower resting heart rate. And you also get a decrease in cortisol. Now, cortisol is a stress hormone that suppresses white blood cell activity. So if you lower your cortisol levels, that is in effect allowing your white blood cells to have their full activity. So that's another way to boost immunity. The Eon patch also lowers inflammation and markers of inflammation like CRP, which is C-reactive peptide. And it also, as I mentioned before, decreases the autonomic system's effects of stress. So you, instead of being stressed out with a high heart rate and blood pressure, you get a lower heart rate, lower blood pressure, and instead of feeling stressed out, you feel more relaxed. And that's all. That's very important also for not triggering other components of stress that also suppress immunity. And that's just mm-hmm. the Eon patch. So then we have other components of CoreCentials that include the immune globulins in the colostrum of the Theta-1. And those tonify immunity and have anti-aging effects. And we also have L-arginine in there, which increases nitric oxide. And that is one of the major components that CoreCentials is advertised in increasing, both the superoxide dismutase and the nitric oxide, and also growth hormone. Now, the nitric oxide helps relax the body. It relaxes smooth tissue and will lower blood pressure. And that is an overall way the body has of relaxing and releasing stress. And there are a lot of things nitric oxide does we don't even know yet.
Well, we have a question about the Theta nutrition. Maybe you can answer now, Dr. Dennis. The question was from the webinar last week about whether it's felt to be a safe for the Theta nutrition to be given to people that have diabetes. So they're looking at, you know, sugar intake and spiking blood sugars. They don't want to take anything that's sugary or sweet. And the Theta nutrition has Nutrios in it, which is a fiber. And the Theta Heart does have a sugar in it called D-ribose. It's not very high number of grams of sugar, so I just was wondering what your thoughts were on those, the safety of those in people with diabetes.
Right. Well, the Nutrios is insoluble or undigestible, so that's like roughage or fiber, so that's not so much to worry about. The D-ribose has a positive effect on our DNA and RNA, and the idea is to have a building block for those, and the beneficial effects outweigh the harmful effects. There's also chromium in the Theta fuel, and a major contributor to the development of diabetes is a chromium deficiency. So,
right.
When you take Theta fuel, your hunger is mitigated, and you don't feel like you don't have sugar craving that much anymore. And if you combine the Theta fuel, which has a chromium in it, with using the SP6 patch on left stop addiction point, you're going to pretty much completely curb your craving for sugar and rebalance your blood sugar levels. And I tried this with a glucometer on people too, using the SP6 patch and putting it on the stop addiction point and monitoring blood sugar levels with a glucometer before and afterwards. And after putting it on, the blood sugar goes down, at least in my...
How long do you wait until after you put the patch on to recheck the blood sugar?
Oh, right away. It works within a few seconds.
Really? So can you give me like an example of the number, like what it would be before and after, and when you've done some, you know, testing?
Yeah, well, first, this is my observations from clinical work and not anything LifeWave is claiming.
Right.
I've seen blood sugar levels like 300 milligrams per deciliter. Whoa. Yeah, and even if it's borderline, like 140, it stabilizes and goes down to within the normal range, which is like 90 to 120 within a few seconds. And that's the same
even
kind
of effect. Even the 300 one?
Yeah.
Really? Wow. That's amazing. I know. I'm thinking, why is that person with a blood sugar 300 in your office? They should be in the ER.
Well, this particular person didn't know.
Oh, okay.
We caught it with a glucometer.
Wow.
And this is the same kind of effect that I get with Qigong. Look, if I'd use energy needles and do Qigong with somebody, I get an energetic change within a few seconds that lowers blood sugar, which I've also measured with a glucometer before I knew about the patches. So sometimes when I use the patches in people, I get the same kind of effect, like I just described.
Wow. Wow, wow. Very cool. Well, thank you for that. Thanks for answering that question in the middle of what you were talking about. So,
yeah, sure.
I'm sure people want to know, like, if they have, they're like, wow, okay, let's do Theta 1, definitely during the winter season for sure. And you talked about the Eon patch as part of the core essentials, helping with so many of these, you know, components to help the body support itself and get that energy system, that shield up. Are there certain acupuncture points or certain other patches where you would recommend to use to help your to get your shield up?
Yes, but before I get into that, let me finish talking about the Theta 1 components.
Okay.
There's one more really important component that we often don't consider or talk about, and that's the Chinese herb gaochitsa, which is goji berry. So mm-hmm. goji berry, you know, most people don't think how important that is in the Theta 1, but that has an anti-inflammatory effect and also an effect of increasing growth hormone and interferon all by itself.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it also has the effects on eye health that lower degeneration of the macula. And... there's also sialic acid in there, and sialic acid is known to increase synaptogenesis, which is the connection among neurons. So there are a lot of things going on with using core essentials, including the Eon patch of Theta 1, and then the Theta Activate, and that's got silica in it, and silica is a mineral, and in Chinese medicine, minerals anchor the Shen Qi, so that helps you relax also.
Okay.
Okay, now to your question about the patching.
Yeah, so what points do we use?
Yeah, well, first we want to look at prevention, making the law of the terrain really strong, which, in other words, is boosting immunity, raising your shields and keeping them strong, so you don't get disharmonious energy coming in, and so pathogens can't take hold or root. So the way to do that is basically to follow the five-element protocol with either energy enhancer patches or using the SP6 patch and the Eon patch. Use the SP6 patch as the negative patch and the Eon patch as the positive patch, just as you would the energy enhancer patches with the tan on the left mm-hmm. and the white mm-hmm. on the right. So you'd put the SP6 on the left and the Eon on the right, and you run through five-element rotation every week, one set of yin-yang pairs per day. So you reinforce or strengthen the energy balance in all the meridians, one meridian, or one one organ a day. And that's a good basis for starting to support immunity. The other one would be to use YH patches and just follow the brochure rotation. And I like to tell people when they first start using the Eon patches to run through your Eon brain protocol for the first 2 weeks, even if they don't have any perceptible or obvious neurological blockages. Running through the Eon brain protocol just makes all the other patches work better. So I tell them to do it at night, because when you first wear Eon patches, you get this detox effect, which makes you feel lethargic. So you might as well wear them at night. And then after the first 2 weeks, you wear them during the day and follow the brochure.
Okay, so if they wear them during the night, do they just keep them on then until it runs out of gas? Because we don't normally sleep 12 hours.
Oh, actually, you could you can use the same patch for 2 nights.
Oh, I see.
Just
I see. Okay.
Different location as you're rotating it around according to your brain protocol, which is on your website.
Right, use medical tape. Okay, great. Yeah, so if people don't know about the brain balancing protocol, that's at patchtrainingteam.com. And you put your name and email address, and they will email you where you can download the copy of the brain balancing protocol with some instructional videos as well. So, okay, cool. So we got prevention, five elements rotation with energy enhancer patches or SB6 and Eon. Or for prevention, we can use the YH following the brochure points, with the first 2 weeks being the brain balancing point with Eon.
Yep, those are all good for prevention.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah, and also, just as an aside, you don't have to use all of the adhesives on the back of one patch and use it up in one night. If you're going to use a patch for 2 nights and you're sleeping on it, it's not likely to fall off that easily. You can just use half the adhesive and then use the other half the next night.
Hmm. Sounds good. I explain to people not to cut the patches. The whole patch is working. You're just leaving stickiness for the next night.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what about some of the symptoms that I was having? Coughing, nasal drainage, nasal stuffiness. What kind of points and patches do you recommend for those kind of symptoms?
Well, coughing is rebellious lung chi, and so you want to regulate the lung chi so it goes back down instead of coming up. And you can do that with the source point for the channel, which is lung 9. So you can put either ice wave or energy enhancer or Eon on the right and the SP6 on the left of lung 9, and put a YH patch like carnosine or glutathione on CV17, which is
in the middle of the chest.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then you got a nice triangle, and CV17 opens up the chest, and it also redirects rebellious lung chi back down, and so does lung 9, and it's a nice effect. Works right away within a few seconds, especially if you're hydrated. Yep.
Awesome.
So as far as
nasal
stuff goes, the large intestine channel goes around the nose, and you can use large intestine 4, which is at the base of the thumb in the web there, and that's a powerful point for pulling extra chi that's in the head down out of the head. So you could put energy enhancer, ice wave, or SP6 and Eon on those two points. You can also relieve congestion by using lung 8 or lung 7, which is just proximal to lung 9 on the radial part of the wrist. And by the way, you can look up where all these points are located by going to yinyanghouse.com and clicking on the points tab. So I like to use lung 8 because that point is known for dredging the lung channel of toxins. The lung 7 works pretty well too. And when you use lung 7, you can also use kidney 6 because those two points work synergistically. So I usually use lung 7 on the right and kidney 6 on the left. And that's especially good for sore throat.
Okay.
So
I heard that large intestine 11 was good for sore throats too. Well, what
it is, yes. Mm. Well, both actually. Large intestine 11 drains heat out of the upper body. And large intestine 10 is an immunity point that reinforces immunity.
Okay.
So when you're doing your five element rotation, if you include large intestine 10 instead of large intestine 4 while you're doing prevention and boosting immunity, that's often a good point. Also because it's not on the hand, and patches on the hands tend to fall off easily when you use your hands a lot.
Right.
So alternative is large intestine 10 for that rotation.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. So for the congestion, you could also access bladder 13, which is a Bakshi point for the lungs. If that's sore, there's a blockage there, and that's contributing to the congestion. You can put ice wave patches, white on the right, tan on the left, a bladder 13 to clear that out. Also, congestion is a form of phlegm. So you can decrease phlegm by draining damp and dispersing phlegm. You drain damp with spleen 9, and you disperse phlegm with stomach 40. So you could use either energy enhancer or ice wave or SP6 and Eon on spleen 9 or stomach 40.
Or how about the spleen 9 on the left and stomach 40 on the right?
Perfect.
Okay.
And that's what I often recommend.
Yeah, that's what I ended up. That's what I ended up doing.
Yeah, because you got a yin yang pair in the earth element, with stomach 40 on the right being yang, and spleen 9 on the left being yin. Because spleen and stomach are in the earth.
Yeah, that's great. Do you ever use patches on the face at all, or do you find the peripheral points more effective?
It depends on the individual. Sometimes you need to go to the face. And large intestine 20 is a good one on either side of the nose for clearing congestion there in the sinus. Another good one is GV14. I put an Eon patch on GV14 because that on the back of the neck right under cervical vertebra 7 is a crossing point for all of the yang channels in the upper body. So that'd
be good for what exactly? Or nasal drainage?
Nasal drainage and clearing blockages out of the upper body's yang channels.
Ah, okay. Cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
Do you ever use CV22, which is on that little notch at the top of the sternum, for any of these symptoms?
Yeah. For throat, for coughing, for congestion in your voice, like right now. And in fact, I have a glutathione patch on my CV22 right now.
Okay. Yeah, I think that was really helping, except that I was really detoxing through that point because I was using it every day, and so it got really red. Then I had to take a rest and do something else.
Yeah. And it's good to rotate the patches around, too, so any one point doesn't get used to the signal and have a lower effect. So
right, that did seem to help. Yeah, definitely. I didn't think of, I think I was patching, what was I patching here? GV14, and then another day I do GV12, and then I didn't think of, I was thinking of bladder 13, but it was a little tricky to do it on myself, so I ended up not doing it, but I could have asked James to help me on that. And I haven't put on my patches yet today. I wanted to wait till after the call to figure out what I wanted to do. Well, gee, our time is up, Dr. Dennis. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
So, yeah, I know. We covered quite a bit, actually, so I'm really happy about that. And I don't see any other questions posted on our Lifeway Radio page, but for those of you listening in, if you would like to ask Dr. Dennis and I a question on next month's show in December, or you want to present a topic for us to cover, you can go to patchtrainingteam.com/LifeWaveRadio. And when the show's done and we have the recording, we'll be posting up all the recordings of all the shows we've ever done about LifeWave on that one page, so you can find us there very easily, the replay.
Wow.
And as usual, Dr. Dennis, great show today. Thank you so much for your wisdom, and I always learn some new stuff. I'm sure everybody listening learns a lot too.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Glad to be here with you, Dr. Karen, and with everybody else who's listening and who's listening to the recording as well. So let me know how you're doing with some of the suggestions.
Yeah, give us some feedback. You can either contact Dr. Dennis right on his Facebook page, or you can leave us a comment as well on our Pat Training Team Facebook page. We actually have a couple more classes going on that are free that you can check in with us. We're doing just an introduction on AccuLife this week on Thursday. So if you can go to Facebook Patch Training Team page and go to our events, and you can sign up for that. The following week is going to be about the Matrix, and you can watch those free and actually even watch the replays free for a week as well. So catch us on Facebook, and until next time, thank you, Dr. Dennis.
You bet, Dr. Karen. I'm going for a bike ride out in the sun on the beach.
Awesome. Have fun. Okay, bye, everyone.
Thank you. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Yeah.